Senator Lindsey Graham, what a speech here this morning. What a week's been going on. You know, one of the things, I know you've only got a few minutes for me, so one of the things that you were talking about with the delegation, the do-over.
Right.
So let's talk about the do-over. I think that's important because a lot of people are talking about the fact we didn't do that well the last time.
Well, we had a Republican-controlled House. We had the Senate had 55 senators, and we had a Republican president. And we spent too much money, and we expanded entitlements instead of reforming them. And second acts are hard to get in life. So my message to the Republican Party is, if we're fortunate enough to get the House, the Senate, and the White House, what are we going to do with it? Let's be clear about what we're going to do to save the country. Try not to win the election for political power reasons. Try to win the election to change the country. And if you're really desirous of changing the country and making amends for your own mistakes, I think we're in good shape. It's one thing to say that Barack Obama failed, but we got to acknowledge our own failures, and a do-over is a chance to do that.
And what do you think the possibilities are? I mean, I was just told that in Charlotte, they've registered over 18,000 new voters up there in Charlotte, North Carolina, Democratic voters.
Well, we're in for a fight of our lives. I mean, the Republican Party, conservatism sells, but when 47% of the people pay no income taxes, it's pretty hard to talk about the tax code. So at the end of the day, there are three races. There's an economic job creation race. We're winning that because Obama's failed miserably. There's a personality contest that we're losing, but I think Ann Romney helped a lot last night. And there's a demographic race, and we're just going to have to connect with a wider group. We're going to have to register people to vote. We're going to have a good turnout campaign, and we've got to convince those 9 or 10% of undecided voters that we understand what Obama's doing wrong, but we also understand what we did wrong, and we promise to do better.
Absolutely. Now, what do you think about being able to take the Senate, Lindsey?
I think it's going to be really close. We're down, we're 47, we need to get to 51, and the math is there. There's seats in play. We've got a lot of potential pickups. Rather than trying to get to 51 by itself, I want to focus on what would happen if we got 51, and that will help us get to 51. Americans want to save their country. They know you got to have give and take, but Obama has had a very small view. He campaigned large, and he's governed small ball. Republicans, when we were in charge, did not embrace the big ideas and the changes necessary. Chris Christie challenged us to be good leaders. So the way to get 51 Senate seats as a Republican is to pledge to lead the country and put the country ahead of party, I think.
You know, Lindsey, that's one of the things. Reaching across the aisle, you got to do that every once in a while.
Well, we'll never get 60 seats, and there'll be Democrats you have to deal with. Ronald Reagan worked with Democrats to move the ball in a conservative direction. But we got to put the country ahead of party. We've got to do what Chris Christie challenged us to do, speak truth to power. Medicare and Social Security is going broke. Let's save it for those people who depend on it the most. Ask people my income level to pay a little more and work a little longer if you're a younger person so you'll have it when you retire. I'm excited about this second act. I'm going to do everything I can to get a Republican second act, and I promise the people of South Carolina, if we get the House, the Senate, and the White House, we're going to do things that we should have done 20 years ago as a party. We're going to save America before it's too late. And if we'll campaign on the idea that America's future is at risk, here's our plan to save it and promise to enact it no matter the political consequences, I think we can't be beat.
Absolutely. Senator Lindsey Graham, thanks so much for taking time with me this morning.
Thank you. God bless.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. Well, there you go. You just heard from Senator Lindsey Graham. We are going to have Jeff back on the air here, Congressman Jeff Duncan, and Tim Scott has promised me a word or two, too, so you got to stay tuned right here. This is an exciting morning. I tell you what, tomorrow is going to be an exciting morning, but I'm not going to tell you who the guest is. I just found out. It is phenomenal. So are you going to stay right here on WCRS with me, Ann Eller, live from Florida? I certainly hope so, because you know what? It doesn't get any better than that. Other people carry the big stuff. I'm here getting the good stuff right here on WCRS. That's right. When it comes to interest in politics and checking it all out, you know, one of the things I want to tell you, so I said I was going to do a survey on heels, people wearing heels, women wearing heels. What I found out, the South Carolina delegation was sensible was sensible. We saw a few with wedges. Most were wearing flats. So how about that? So we got Congressman Jeff Duncan. Well, Jeff, that was pretty rousing here this morning.
It was. Now listen, we had some great visitors with the Romney boys and then with Kathy McMorris Rogers, congresswoman from out in Spokane, Washington.
I had her on the air with us this morning. Yeah,
she's our vice chair of the conference. And so had some special guests that went a little longer than maybe we anticipated because of that. But, hey, we're not going to complain. We get the Romney boys in there and here. And I think we heard today we've got a special guest tomorrow at breakfast.
Yeah, I'm going to break it later.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk about that before.
That's right. That's going to be exciting. So what did you get out of the breakfast this morning, Jeff? I mean, everybody spoke. What did you personally take away from it? Of course, you spoke a lot this morning, too, but what did you get from our other representatives and senators?
That Mick Mulvaney can channel Maggie Thatcher. He said, we weren't elected to manage the decline of a great nation. We were elected to basically save the nation, and Margaret Thatcher said that back in the 80s about England. No, what I got out of optimism about the future of this Romney-Ryan ticket, unification of our delegation or our state on the core conservative Republican values that we all adhere to. And so this is sort of an early morning, shot in the arm boost after a late night and a lot of reveling and convention going. So.
You know, one of the things that you don't really talk about that much that really is important is the delegates taking their time and money to come and do this.
Absolutely.
This is not a free ride.
We understand the sacrifice they made. It's not just coming down here. This is important and costly and time-consuming and everything. But as I said, they go to the state convention in Columbia. They go to their local county party meetings. They go to their precinct reorganization meetings. The sacrifice these folks have made for the party and the Republican ideals are very, very... It's time-consuming, and it's something I wanted to say thank you for.
Absolutely. So I know that you've got another meeting to go on to. I appreciate you taking the time, and I certainly hope we're going to get some time with you this fall in studio right there in Greenwood.
Well, I look forward to it, and I look forward to sitting there and talking with Ann. And as I always say, I love Ann, so thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Congressman Jeff Duncan.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Hey, this is me. We are supposed to be hearing from Congressman Tim Scott. So how about play a little music, do a little dance, and I'll be back with you in just a minute.